Commissioners Court for Tuesday, May 27th, 2025 at 9 a.m. begins here.
All right, y'all ready? We'll go ahead and get started. All right, this is a meeting in Franklin County Commissioners Court, open meeting, 27th day of May, 2025 at 9 a.m. here in the courthouse of Mount Vernon. Invocation, Scotty, we got some work.
Father, we come to you in prayer this morning. We just thank you, Lord, for this day. And Lord, again, the gift of another day of life. Thank you for where we live and all the folks that we get through life with, Lord, here in our county and the state. We just pray that you bless us this morning as we meet, consider the county business, give us wisdom and understanding and all the choices and decisions we make. God, help us make the best choices and decisions for our county. We thank you, Lord, once again. We pray for this country and all of our allies across this world. We pray for peace and protection for Israel. And just guide and direct everything we do. We ask in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. All right. Pledge allegiance to the United States flag. I
pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Texas flag.
Honor the Texas flag. I pledge allegiance to the Texas. One state under God.
All right, thank you. All right, public comments, anybody? We'll get to agenda item. If you want to talk, just raise your hand up. One thing. All right, number one, consider take action to approve the minutes. You can make a lot here. I apologize to you more than anybody for having to write up the minutes.
Oh, that's
consider and take action to approve the minutes for the May 5th, 2025 workshop, May 7th, 2025 special session, May 12th, 2025 regular session, May 12th, 2025 2 o'clock p.m. workshop, May 12th, 2025 6:45 p.m. workshop, and May 19th, 2025 special session. That's a lot of power.
Brooke,
thank you for what you did.
I did see one on the 6:45 special session. It said Franklin County will have to wait until 2025 for the budget.
Oh, yeah, 2026. Sorry about that.
Okay.
I'll make that correction.
I'm going to start calling him Scott Smith.
Yeah.
Catching up stuff like that.
I moved up 20 minutes.
We're going to name him Scott.
That's correct.
Second.
No, we already have a second. Jerry's already said. We got a motion and a second. Any more discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? The ayes have it. Number two, audit claims against Kenny and authorize their payment. Paris?
The amount submitted for your approval is $155,741.99.
Any questions over that?
I make a motion to pay the claims against the county and authorize the payments.
Second.
Okay, got a motion and a second. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? The ayes have it. Number three, approve monthly reports. Be back up.
You are the queen today.
Yeah, most of these are you come here. Go ahead.
The April 9th report. County attorney, $15. Constable, $300. Tax assessor, $1,076.18. Property taxes, $84,126.01. County clerk, $27,094.42. District clerk, $9,295.67. Justice of the Peace, $19,797.67. Sheriff's Office Commissary, $7,484.30. Library, $757.47. Interest earned at 4.55%,
$51,109.16. Okay, any questions over that?
I move to approve the report.
Okay, got a motion and a second. Discussion, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed. Number four, record interest earned in Northeastern Financial Securities from May 2023 through May 2025. You got that, Masa?
You have that signed?
Yes.
Wait a minute. Are we on three?
No, we're on
four. That would be me.
Yes.
Yeah.
I thought you were one. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I'm going to sign everything.
Okay, the CDs that I invested in since I've been here, I just wanted to let you know in 2022 there was no interest made. No money was invested. The interest rates since I've been here on the accounts that I've opened up and moved over to other accounts, the interest earned is $25,121.13.
Okay, any questions over that? That is recorded. No vote is required on that. Number five, consider and take action to approve the application for participation in Techstar. And Techstar, this is the Techstar stuff, correct?
Which is what he kind of made a presentation the last quarter.
Okay, so we just need to approve it so we can sign it and get that, correct?
Get him rolling.
Any questions over that?
Is the application for what now?
Techstar like we used to have.
What are we just got updated or what?
No, we have to re-enroll because they ended it several years ago.
Said the authorization governing body applicant has duly authorized the applicant by adopting the following resolution at a meeting. Such governing body duly called, noticed, and held according to the Texas Open Meetings Law, Chapter 551, Texas Government Code on this day. Whereas in the best interest of the government unit, the applicant to invest in funds jointly with the Texas local governments and the Texas Short-Term Assessment Reserve Program, Techstar, in order to better preserve the safeguarding principles of liquidity and such funds and earn an acceptable yield, and whereas applicant has authorized to invest in public funds and funds under the control of Techstar and entered into the participation agreement authorized herein. Now, therefore, be it resolved that section one, the form of the application participation of Techstar attached in the resolution is approved. The officers and applicants specified in the application for authorized to execute the submit the application to the accounts deposit and withdraw funds and agree the terms for use of the website and online transaction to designate other authorized representatives to take all other requirements permitted applicants under the agreement created by the application, all the name on behalf of the applicant. The resolution will continue in full force and effect until amended and revoked by applicant and written notice of amendment and revocation of delivered to the Techstar board and terms used in resolution have meaning given to them as applicant. So that's the agreement. I think we talked about the other day on the Techstar. So that's just the form and the resolution that we got to approve. If y'all are so inclined to do. Do I have a motion?
Great read, Judge.
Oh, you know, we need a boy to want to school in Southville, and I learned how to read that fast.
So moved.
We got a motion and a second. Is there any more discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, and ayes have it. All righty. Let's see here. Consider and take action to consider and take action to approve historical commission appointees for Franklin County. There you are.
Yeah.
Have we got some new ones? Are these the same?
There's been a few substitutions, and I sent over Friday an amendment to make V.F. Hicks, the cemetery chair.
Okay.
And then there are a few people that have just left the board that we've replaced the new board members with.
Okay. And I'll go and read these out. Director's term expiring December 2020. Dan Hoke, Randy Cates, Joel, help me on the last name, Dial.
Deal.
Okay. Terms expiring 2026. Mike Lander. Gail Reed, Gerald Maury. Terms expiring 2025, Christine Ballard, Jack Rutledge, Randy Ritter. The officers expiring 2025, BF Hicks President, Gerald Maury, First Vice President, Sandy Tower, Second Vice President, John Adil, Third Vice President. That's a belt different, isn't it? Lily Bush Reeves, Fourth Vice President, Gail Reed, Secretary, Mary Lou Russell, Maury, Treasurer, Luis Fuentes, is that right?
Yeah.
Maury, Treasurer, Webmaster, Lauren Lewis is Executive Director. So we have that.
And does your copy reflect BF Hicks as the cemetery chair?
It's that sheet right there, Judge.
It's in the third one down. I had it as Dan.
Third one from the top.
CHC chairs, what are you talking about?
No, the cemetery chair.
Oh, cemetery chair, yes, BF Hicks,
okay,
yes,
perfect.
Okay, yes,
yep, that's
right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Anybody any questions over that? I know that me and Beth and Dan Hope and Gerald and Maury and Mary Lou. I was going to say Mary Beth, but it's Mary Lou. She's family, so I don't know that. And who else was that? Lily Bush. And we decided we've got our new flags in. We'll keep them secret right now. So we're going to reveal those on Country Fest. We've got that going, so that's exciting. And we'll talk more about this summer about our sesquicentennial celebration and who we got hopefully coming to talk to us and everything else during that time. So, anyway.
All right. I move to approve the historical commission appointees.
Okay, got a motion and a second. Any discussion? Any more discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, the ayes have it. Thank you, man. Number seven, consider to take action to award 2026 hot funding request. This is, we're fixing this for a lot of people. Because we are lacking the funds that we have going to be around $90,000 total, and we have some that are over that that they've asked for more. The sheriff's policy asked for $95,000. So what we've decided to do, and y'all jump in, y'all change your minds on anything about the approved, we decided on $5,000 for everybody until we can find, unless we have more money come in. Correct, Marla? Am I saying that correctly?
Yes, sir.
So that's not near what we would like to give everybody, but that's better than nothing, I guess. So anybody any questions, any comments from y'all? I know y'all were asking for a lot more, but we still have the money we had last year.
We're about half of where we were last year. Yeah. We had about 180,000 this being last year, and we're down to about 95 on top.
So giving everybody $5,000, it gets us to $70,000. That gives us about a $20,000 cush right there in case something pops up that we do need and everything. So, all right, anybody any questions?
Can I ask a question?
Yes.
Y'all talked about, and this was last year, getting hot funds from the RV parks.
Well,
we can't.
I will let Paris. She's been working hard.
I've been working on this. And I have found there's a lot of Airbnb here that are not reporting their taxes to us.
I'm working on that. We are working. I was curious because I know when we realized how many RV parks there were.
Yes.
Right.
They will be paying us, so you can. Now that's really a different story.
Legislation
didn't pass anything when we could tax it.
What RV parks?
I know they talked about it, but I don't think it ever got anywhere.
No, we can't tax RV.
If they're more than 30 days or something like that.
It's not in statute.
So.
It had something to do
with. They have been kicking that around.
It had something to do with what?
That. They want to tax them if you provided the bed and since they're
leaving. Yes, that's it. Thank you.
They're ready for a bed. They couldn't tax.
I couldn't remember what it was.
The tiny homes, the things people rent to sleep in.
Yeah, if there's something with it, you can go after the park owner on the deal. Something about the land deal. Was that at least the land? That's what they were looking at.
Nothing's ever happened. We can't do that because we had land and look into it too. Before she got started, and he drafted a letter for us for her to send.
Now we have, excuse me, you have found several places that not paid.
Telling them that we found several places.
There's a bunch out there.
On VRBO, Airbnb, and what it is I think some of these people think they're paying the tax to VRBO, or VRBO is actually charging it, and they're not. They're only charging the state tax, not the local.
Yeah, they don't pay us. It's up to the Airbnb to pay us or VRBO. They have to pay the occupancy tax to me. But nobody else does it. They are responsible for it. And I've gotten people that's 3 to 5 years behind and
have no idea why. They thought it was being done.
They have to pay us by law.
Yes. So if I get shot, you know, the next we're going after money.
I got backup.
Yeah.
Make sure you bury
it. He won't
stay in the precinct.
All right. We have a motion to approve the panel. We have a motion number 7 or not?
Consider take I make a motion to take action on the board number 2026 hot funding request.
Okay, got a motion and a second. Any more discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, the ayes have it. I don't know if I have to remind first, but I don't.
I think nine needs to go first. We need to appoint him before we get to the bar.
All right, let's do number nine. Consider and take action to appoint Max Kennedy as fire marshal. We've got to do this every, what, 2 years or something? So this is just something we just got to reappoint, get a bond, and that's, that'll be coming next. So we got to approve him before we do the bond, so.
I move to approve Max Kennedy as the fire marshal.
Second.
We got a motion and a second. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
All opposed. Number eight, consider and take action to approve bond for Max Kennedy. What was the bond? Did we do $2,000, $5,000?
$5,000.
Okay. $5,000. All right, move the motion on that.
Move to approve the bond for Max Kennedy as fire marshal.
Second.
Okay, you pick one. We have a motion and a second. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, the ayes have it. Discussion items, anybody on that? Anybody want to talk about anything going on with roads or about maintenance or?
Aren't you going to brag on?
Yes, I was going to wait till the last to brag on about something.
Well, I do have one thing.
Okay.
We have got the insurance for the district courtroom flooring. So does anybody know of any flooring companies to call and get quotes from? I should have the payment this week for that.
We found that one that
I'm
you
sure
said
that they did. Insurance is kind of tired.
West Annex, I can call them here and then we get through here and get them to come give us a quote. Also, the fire building, we're trying to get some. Who I sent out there? Y'all went out there, he's going to get us some bids on that, correct?
Well, I told Sarah to give me a list of things that she
needed done
and then I was going to get with him. I had not got with him yet for any kind of bids yet, but I didn't have a list from her.
It's on what?
On the building out there by the hill.
Fire training center for Sarah.
We already know that I have a toilet and a hot water heater and all that kind of stuff, but a few other things.
Interior room, do you think I'll get changed in? Pretty good.
Yeah, the only thing is she won't put her desk kind of behind where the kitchen area was, and she won't put a glass or something up, and we may have to frame it out and put a smaller glass. She would like to have something there where she could lock her office, put a door up. And then she said something about out in the other part, coming from the door from her office building, a little building to put gun safe and stuff where it could be behind a locked door and knock us out for everybody. But other than that, I mean, nothing real big.
No, it's pretty nice. They spent a lot of money fixing it up. The things are just not a bathroom. The air conditioner deal, we got thinking, we're not using this, and this is pretty new over here at the old jail, and just move that one out there.
So the air conditioner just shot.
Do I?
There's no air.
I got a picture of it. Yeah,
it's old. I know it's old. I don't know
if it's still working.
We do have this one here that we can
move. That's what I said. Yeah.
They got this one. They're running up to even get broken.
No.
It's still pretty smelly new, isn't it? So, yeah, I was thinking that would save us quite a bit of money on that one. Just move that this one out there and everything. But we'll never use that one again as far as.
Any center point at that, Beth? Because I wasn't here Friday, so.
Yeah, I don't know.
On anything, like nobody
showed
up to do our gas meters, or?
We got the line, the gas line moved up here. They didn't get the meter. I think the meter up here on this one, but we do have lines and things. I think they got gas. They're waiting for us to get the part for the generator in to get that installed. And then we got to get a fence built around it. I got a bid coming for that also.
He's probably emailed it to me by now.
Yeah. That was hurricane season. Mm-hmm.
Where I'm from, if it thunders, my electricity goes out now. So
last week, for sure.
Yeah,
my
generator's not working. I'm trying to get it working on, so I can't find out what the problem is. So.
I think at any time you can get somebody to come pull this conduit out here in this parking lot. I think it's 7 miles.
She's calling this morning. He's coming up to give us a bid on it. Okay. And the same one for the concrete annex. So we did get that. And as a matter of fact, I was in there when she's talking to him this morning to do that. When it quit raining, I think it'll help a lot of things to. Get finished out there. What what I was going to tell you. I was talking to Omar this morning. I said, I read Facebook. All anybody ever does now is gripe and complain. It's never about, hey, it's looking good. Y'all did a great job and everything else. Well, me and my wife went to Ephraim. We just went through the country, driving backwards. And I went through Camp County, and I'm telling you, there were holes in county roads. I said, you know, our roads are like interstate, and our citizens complain about roads and stuff. Y'all need to go to, they need to go to Hopkins County and go to Camp County and drive some down roads at Hopkins. It's worse than that. I tore a friend out of a truck out one time in Hopkins County. But,
Mark, you go to Lamar County over northeast of Paris, you never see what they're like.
Yeah. But I just wanted to brag on y'all on the we probably got the nicest county roads in northeast Texas for sure, and so I just wanted to tell y'all.
Well, to add on to that, last Thursday, all four precincts we chipped almost 4.5 miles of road in precinct four. So once again, great operation. All four of the precincts worked together. We went through without a hitch. So it's good. Good operation. I already got phone calls this weekend about people calling, complimenting the work that was done.
So. You're going too fast. I'm right.
Yeah, so there was one guy that actually came right after it happened. He almost lost control of a van and hit the chips for everything and Keith on it, but he kept going.
He was excited. He's got to keep on building more roads. Yeah. I tell you, the cost of miles gone up tremendously, and it's just unbelievable. The cost that it does to build anything anymore. Not just.
I'll kind of add on to that. Me and my wife, we got out and rode around yesterday. I told her which road I was fixing to redo, and she said, "Why?" I'm like, "Well, because it's got a couple of spots in it, and it's, you know." She said, "Well, that's a whole lot better than most people." I'm like, "Well, that's why we try to keep them."
Yeah, it's keep them up, isn't it? You know, people driving down the roads and it's smooth. You know, 2 years from now, I mean, I'll be so, you know, pre-maintenance to keep them that way. It's a lot cheaper to do that. But y'all have fantastic roads, and I just want to brag on every one of y'all, and even our past commissioners who have kept roads that are really good. Chip sealing is amazing.
Chip sealing started here in 2005.
Yeah.
And you know, it's unbelievable that we've got as far as we've got it. But the last, well, since COVID, mm-hmm. And it's just like everything else. Hey, there's no telling what it's going to end up costing to do a mile of road in two, 3 years.
Oh, my gosh, yeah.
If you chip seal a road right now, 20-foot wide road now, twice, like you're supposed to, you're looking at $40,000 to $45,000
just chip seal. Yeah. For how many feet is that?
That's a mile.
A mile.
20 feet wide. And it don't take long to eat up a budget.
Oh, no. Just since I've been judge, it's amazing that
I went price up on my and
stuff.
Not,
I
went
up
count. On my end.
That's not counting base and tear or anything.
Oh, no. Yeah. Just me bringing oil up, well, we've pushed to go up because it costs so much to operate.
Yeah.
Rawson, that's for the concrete, correct?
No, that's for the fence.
That's for the fence. $7,400 the bid we got for that. To put the fence around that and everything.
What kind of fence is it?
I don't know at all.
Metal, nice. It's just like the one out at West Annex.
It's not painted yet.
I mean, y'all can put up a fence. I got no problem
fence?
With it.
Do we need a metal fence around that?
I mean, that's
placed.
Who is it?
It's a fence just like the one out there.
Yeah.
That's what we
talked
about.
Yeah, I should have looked, but
who was it said we had to have a fence? I can't remember.
Seems like you said it's better to have a fence. That way you don't
have to worry. I think I have a fence, but maybe I have a metal fence that's $7,400 around the generator.
That's not metal, though. The one up
there was wood, ain't it? Well, the one up here was wood, and the one's out there.
It's metal. One up there is metal.
Is it? It's metal. I thought it was wood.
One at West Annex, metal.
Yeah.
This one
up
here was.
Privacy fence section is just good. It's a little section that's hard to stick it. Put it around there, put some
posts
around it.
Post
around it.
That's good enough for me. Just put a
piece of gold plated.
That was one of the questions that came out of the West County. It's like, I put up a metal fence. It costs.
Well, this one's
even
more than that one.
Right.
There's nothing anything can hurt anybody unless they open the compartment. Yeah, just stick your head in there.
It's just sealing it. I mean, if somebody wants to go steal something, I don't know if you're going to do that. That's just a little bit the gold standard for a metal fence.
Yeah.
Around the new generator, this cost us a lot of money already.
I was going to say, all this fruit had open.
I say we get to try to get somebody to get a bid for a privacy fence.
You don't know anybody? I'll be happy to call, but I don't know anybody.
Yeah. I'll find somebody.
Okay. Just let me know, and I'll be happy to call them.
Byron Maxson's the only one I really know.
Does he do anything? Mm-hmm. I need to call him.
He does
personal fence.
Do y'all take care of the city roads, too?
No. We,
I came up Kaufman this morning, it was awful.
What they've done in the past, they can probably explain to you better. They do an interlocal agreement, they buy the material, then they'll do it if they have time to do it. You know, so they run out of stuff to do on the county.
We have worked with the city on interlocal agreements on redoing some of the roads. I haven't done it in the last few years, and I've done it. It's been,
but they have to arrange
it. It's been 7 years since I've done one.
Yeah. We're trying to get them to go up on their water bill a little bit. Thank you for that.
Speak for yourself.
That was a joke.
I can't even water my grass.
Well, the price of living in the city going up here lately. Any legislative news that y'all want to talk about? I know that. We've been getting some stuff back, and it doesn't look good for us. You know, they just keep attacking us, and we'll take care of their personal thing.
Did the school get the extra $40,000 exemption? Is that
I think it's waiting for the governor to sign that one.
Is it going to ballot? Will it have to go to ballot?
Yeah, it'll still have to go to ballot.
Will it get there?
Just like the $100,000.
Just like $100,000. Yeah.
So that means tax statements will be late again, guys.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Oh, I didn't know you were back there. I'm sorry, Melissa.
No, you're fine, no. Because I have the freeze refreeze, so yes. 65
again, so yes. I know, as of last week, too, they had they were still on the table about the fuel tax for counties, if that was going to be.
That was going to pass pretty easy, I think.
It was sitting there wanting to be supported, but mm-hmm. whether or not it was going to, you know, make it out to where the governor's desk or whatnot. And there was a couple other ones that were not necessarily that great for us, so.
Well, and I know, yes, he's not here, but, and I didn't read all of it, but there was something on our listserv this morning as clerks about elections. There's a bill right now, and somebody trying to put an ad on to do away with
The days in between
early voting ending and election day. They want it, whoever, I forget who it was that was trying to add this part. They want it to go straight through with no gap between the last day of early voting and election day.
Okay.
And that's not good.
Well, a couple of comments on that, you're going to have to hire so many more people to get ready for.
Yeah, they'd be up there all night the night of early voting. After early voting closes to
get everybody
try to even get ready for that. They're wanting elections to fail. They keep putting all these things on there to make it harder and harder on your, whether it's the clerks, the tax assessors, or you have the elections administrator, which we're blessed to have, because I've got enough on my plate, and I know Melissa does too, without throwing elections on it.
But once again, they make the rules.
I know. And they're trying to, some of these people want to make it where whoever's running the elections, they want them to fail. And by trying to do that, that's too much. So if you're so inclined to reach out to your representatives, senators,
you want to do it good.
And tell them, well, it doesn't hurt, but that. That's their asking people to contact them. In opposition to that part of the bill as it was fine, but this one's trying to get it pushed through with that addition, and that will not be good for anybody.
No, we struggle now to get people to work elections. Mm-hmm. I mean, what are
people? And we're going to have to pay the extra stuff, not the state.
Right.
All right.
I've got something I need to bring up in court, and I've been hammered about it several times over the last few months. And it's about Marvin Nichols.
Okay.
They're wanting us to do that resolution with the other counties to say we're against it. And they've hounded me to death already. And I make some of my best trying to deal with my whole life, they're madder than heck at me because I won't bring it up.
Well, yeah, and really, Franklin County there's bad as Red River and Titus County because it's going to be very little right here and everything.
Yeah, but we're in the clique.
I realize that, and there's not probably anybody in here that's going to be alive when they build that.
Well, it's not going to make any difference whether the resolution is done or not because the state said the village are going to build it.
Well, they had to vote the other day.
I've seen it horribly.
So, we can do that. I mean, really, truly, it's kind of like...
It would quiet things down a lot.
But you know what? There's a lot of people, you know, that I've talked to, you know, I went to a meeting over and I just sat back and watched it. And the member we had, Mr. What's the pizza? Somebody got on the pizza plate down about like King's Country.
Parker.
Mr. Parker was on that. He's tried to stand up and tried to explain to them how great Lake Cypress Springs is. Well, they won't listen because he said Lake Cypress Springs was a godsend to us. Yeah. And now there's people nearly fixing to kill people in 1964 when they voted for that. I mean, it barely passed. You can't find anybody that's against it now. I don't think, because everybody is against Lake Cypress. And the same thing was going to be for the lake up here. When they build that, and if they do with us, if we go with the resolution, they said, well, know, we're going to build y'all a water treatment plant like they did Bonham and Leonard, because Bonham and Leonard didn't go against Lake Bordart. Well, guess what? As bad as that was at Lake Bordart, you can't find anybody that's against Lake Bordart now up there. They all love it now. And I understand the people that have land up there, I understand that, and I do, but every lake that we got, the Cass County judge, I kind of kid with him. He's just because it's going to take water out of Lake Wright Patton. Is that right? Wright Patton. And I said, you know, what I want to tell him, I said, well, let's bust the dam to Lake Wright Patton and give the land back to the people that owned that land before. But I can understand them, people being against that that have land up there. I do. And the cemeteries that are up there, I do that. But if we take a stand, kind of like Titus County, I said, if they build that, they're going to build it because they got more state representatives in Dallas County and Tarrant County and Denton County.
We're not ever going to win the vote.
We're never going to win, so we're going to take a stand, and then they're going to say, well, you know, we were going to help y'all out on the water treatment plant, but y'all did a resolution against us.
Well, you know, they still have to come to the table, even though if we did a resolution, they still have to come to the table to
yes, they
get did. Us to sign off on all that.
And I wish I'd brought that deal in here because I hate that little state that I found a little deal and I got my name and go look at it. I can't okay, find it today, but it says that the state of Texas shall get in with local on any kind of anything impact of this county. And that's going to fit a lot of things. But it says they shall before they come in and have an impact on your county on anything.
That's the most evil word that's ever made.
Shall. Yes, it is. You know, what impact will a lake do for us as a whole county? It'll take water pressure off of people at Lake Cypress Springs. If we have water up there, we can have something for North Franklin to have water. And you got what, three or four landowners maybe in Franklin County, you know, that's, and where Franklin County is, it's already underwater right now. Go up there right now, look and see what it is. It's underwater right now. So what's best for the totality of Franklin County, and that's kind of what I've stressed about, will that lake be prosperous for Franklin County? There's no doubt that it will be. There's no doubt that it will be. And like I said, there's nobody in this room that's going to be alive. Maybe him.
Maybe
he turned out, but he'll probably be the only one that's in this room that's going to be alive, and they actually do be alive. Because they took that vote the other day, and it was 83-31 was the vote. They're not going away. They're not going to go away. So, you know, my my thought is do we want to fight them? And because they're going to build it anyway, whether we like it or not. You know, there's one thing standing up on the soapbox saying we're jumping down, and we stab ourselves in the foot to do that. So, but I mean, we can do the resolution. I mean, it's not going to make any difference.
Because I don't have to hear it so much.
Oh, I know. You're gonna hear about anything. You're gonna hear about how horrible our roads are.
Out there, I haven't heard anybody this far out there.
No.
No, there's not anybody.
Out there. No, there's not anybody. And
they're scared to death over the not necessarily the lake land, but the mitigated lands. But they're scared to death of.
Yeah. But once again, it's out of our power. It's out of our. As I told her, well, they make the rules in Austin. We can't say anything about it.
They've been with them pretty quick, too.
Yes, they do. They do whatever they want. They do it all the time. And that's, and y'all know how mad I am at them over stuff and everything. So we can do the resolution if you want to.
I'd like to leave it up for vote and let them all decide that way. It's out of my hands.
Yeah. Yeah, we can do that. But I will say this about being on the Sulphur River. If you want to see the table, I want to continue joining them where we do have a seat at the table where we can vote, where we can have representation on the Sulphur River.
As a county, yes.
But even the Sulphur River Basin, or whatever they're called, they're controlled by the state of Texas. Mm-hmm. And they're going to come after us no matter whether we like it or not. And we've proven that about 10 different things in the last 5 years. I'll get Titus County's stages of resolution.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'll get with them and get them sent over to them if they we can vote on that. But yeah, we. But you know, once again, people Lake Cypress Springs, I sit there and listen to them talk about it, and they're all for it because it's going to relieve the taking water from Lake Cypress Springs.
Well,
I'm guessing the city's all for it too, because they'll want to expand, they'll want to put in a big housing addition over there. That's going to put a load on our little lake too.
I'm going to tell you something, the next 10, 15 years, you're going to see a lot of water uses come out of Lake Cypress. We don't have any repel. So, I mean, so what do you do? I'm sitting here as a totality of the county and not just thinking of North Franklin, but City of Mount Vernon, City of Winsburg, because Winsburg gets lake water from Cypress. I mean, they're going to continue to grow and grow and grow and grow. Well, is Cypress going to be big enough to?
I'll warn you ahead of time. If you go to one of those beaches over at the Red River County, don't mention
it. Oh, God, no. They'll kill you.
They'll run you out of town.
Actually, I just kind of sit back and listen to it. But yeah, poor Mr. Parker was trying to explain to him about how wonderful Lake Cypress Springs, what it's done for Franklin County. They didn't care. There's one lady that said it's going to destroy Clarksville ISD, and I went, I want to stand up and say, really? I don't think there's anything going to do anything to help Clarksville, the city of Clarksville. My goodness gracious. But, you know, that's what I told somebody also. If you continue fighting this, they're going to make a corridor, just like they did Delta County, and you're not going to build a house on it, and there's no tax that you get from anything. Because we're not allowed to.
Cooper Lake right now is 20 foot low because there's something of water out of the tank.
That's exactly right.
Yeah, you can't even get a boat there.
I know.
And that's it. We're dodging a bullet right now because what they brought up, they got the things about all our lakes. You know,
oh, I know it. So,
and we do not need that.
No. And guess what the state of Texas can do? They can take water from us. All right. They can vote on this.
Yeah, but it's not obligated.
That's right. They'll tell you right quick, that's our water.
We need to obligate more of what we got. We need a contract on some of that.
All the way down to Lake of the Pines. So any of those lakes want water, we have to get it.
Yes.
And we're like a teeny tiny little cut compared to.
And I'm going to tell you something, rural Texas is getting stepped on. We got stepped on in our life in Austin, Texas. They could care less about rural Texas. And that's sad because that's the ones that put them in office. Rural Texas, but when it comes down to it, they vote Dallas and Fort Worth and Austin and Houston and El Paso and on and on. And because that's where the votes are. And every time we try to scream at them and jump up and down, it's like the more you scream at them, the worse they're going to treat you. Just like they did with me and you and Ricky over at Sulphur Springs that day.
Well, you wasn't even there.
Yeah, they told us, oh my God, don't get me started on that again. But
they're rolling the thing up. They wrote another?
They're about to, but I found some stuff, I saw that in my bio, so I didn't want to get by before I talked to them about that, so. But you know, all we can do is fight, and the resolution for that, we can vote on it, we can put it up for a vote, and you know, if you're for or against it, just let one of these guys know what you want, and most of the time, it's the anti-people who want to scream up, it's the people that are for it never say a word, so if you're for it, so speak up.
It's mostly the people that's...
It is.
Live there forever.
It is. You're right. That's the ones that are pretty well against it, I think, right now. Now, will it be beneficial in the future for us? Yes. There's no doubt that it will, but the ones that are screaming the most, the ones that have land and people buried in cemeteries up there, and I can understand.
They don't change. Change
is horrible until it hits you, and they're okay. Like I said, I was telling a bunch of them, I said, there were people ready to kill people, and not people, wasn't ready to kill people. Mm-hmm. But over Lake Cypress Point back about 1963, 64,
oh, yeah.
On that. And it took a lot of people's land. And like I told somebody also, you know, they were griping about taking land from people. Well, thank God they did, or you wouldn't be able to drive up here today, because every highway and interstate and county road was taken from somebody, and they were paying for it.
Now, Arnold, I wouldn't be here if they never Cypress Springs.
Oh, I guarantee you. We've been in Cooper, Texas. Guarantee it. And see, Cooper screamed, and now they got a Corps of Engineers lake up there where you can't build a house around it.
Cost $1 million to build, and that's $16 million to repair the dam.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah,
that's right. I figure.
Yeah, the whole lake was 1.4 or something like that.
Yeah, it was over $1 million.
And they thought that was, my gosh, we're wrong. They're going to kill us. So, but you know, it's just one of those things that you got to make your mind up what you want to do and how far you want to stick your neck out there. We do it every day, though. Michael?
I got something different just to ask, and I know it's not on the books, but we're having to pull the trigger on something with us, and although it is a disappointment on the pot funds to not get more than what that is, but we're thankful for what we got. But we got a quote right now to get the scoreboards, and it's $8,600.
You only have to have them for these two tournaments.
We have to have them. So
that's only four scoreboards.
And I don't know
what... Do you have at least how many?
We have four scoreboards that we need to fix.
No, I think you asked this, can we go ahead and swap some of them out? Maybe.
No, they're all broke.
No, they're all broke.
They're all broke.
Yeah. Yeah. We haven't used one. They haven't used them in 3 years.
Yeah.
And this is...
They're probably obsolete anyhow, aren't they?
Not all
of them. Daryl said they were getting hit a lot. Every time we fixed one, a lot would hit it.
We got some that's working. But they've got so many numbers out, and that's what's costing the most. Like the one little dot for like when it's a ball or a strike, our cost is just that one little piece is $50 a piece. Mm-hmm. So every one of them out, the numbers, I don't know, they're like $100-something a piece on the actual big numbers.
Yeah.
Or closer to 200, I think.
You also had some short.
Well, we thought we did. We had Bradshaw, we already owed them $1,200, but they come gave us this quote, and for them to get them up and running properly, I got it off my phone, it's 85, 62, 50.
Be working, does that mean you have any able to keep scoring and just plug in a light and have nothing working?
What did you say? Well, we could go back to the way it was, and old school, have a kid stand up and change it out.
You know, so, well, you got technical difficulty.
Yeah, well, it's a... You're right, but these tournaments that we got.
Can someone please turn this phone off?
Next time we go to bid on these deals and we're not accommodating what the BYD wants,
yeah,
they might not get the tournaments. You know, and anyway, I know everything's expensive, but we've got to pull the trigger on that. Tomorrow, I told Bradshaw I'd give them an answer tomorrow. And we've got two tournaments. We've already spoke for one of them. We've already paid for $5,000.
Anybody want to donate a scoreboard?
I tried to get that from school this summer.
Can you get it in quick enough if we were to find somebody to donate a scoreboard?
Well, it ain't the donate the scoreboard, it's just getting fixed what we got fixed.
Yeah. And they've already, Grantwell's already got the stuff to fix them.
And Ben, I know for a fact we're covered. I mean, that we're going to have $5,000 coming in.
Do we, January, do you still have some hot funds for this year for the anymore? No, they didn't do it last year.
They didn't do it last year. That's the deal, this is her first year being there, I'm trying to get on board.
I've been wondering why they did.
No, it's been like 2 or 3 years.
About 3 years.
Yeah. And that's why.
The hot funds are passed, that's for 2026. You wouldn't have been able to use that this summer.
Yeah, that's what she's saying.
They didn't have it last year or the year before or the year before.
But my, our statement was to find out what we're going to have, we're going to go borrow the money.
Oh, okay, yeah.
And, but Ben, you know, we knew we wasn't going to get all we asked for, but was hoping for a quarter. I mean, you know, but, and I know it is what it is, but we've got to figure out how to get these scoreboards working. And, I mean.
What field are y'all going to use in this tournament?
Well, we got two different tournaments.
2, 3, 6, and 8.
And, so anyway, to get what fields we got going, that's the price. But I mean, part of that was labor and them coming diagnosing and everything and knowing what they needed and everything, so. But that's all figured in, a total price. But anywho,
Marla?
Well,
do we have any money?
Do you want to use part of what's left from the ARPA funds, you can do that.
My gosh, we got everything. We haven't got that all used up.
And I won't know what I have until, I don't know if Mike's got my fund balances ready to go. I know what I think they are, but I want him to, our outside auditor, I'm sorry, to let me know what's in the general fund and then, yeah, I can, in fact, let me just fix it.
Do we need to approve that in court before we, do we have another meeting real fast? I know that our county clerk really loves having meetings.
Because really, all we're working with on ARPA funds now is interest. I mean, there's no ARPA money left. This is all interest. I mean, we collected $168,000 in interest over the course of the 3.5 years. So really all we're working with now is just interest left. So it doesn't have any effect on ARPA or the federal government.
This is what we can spend.
It's just a deal. But if I knew how much I had in fund balance, I could tell you we could go ahead and do that. But let me ask him if he's got it.
Scoreboards are part of the ball field. We got to fix it.
I know.
Yep. That tournament's coming up this weekend, right?
No.
2D has a tournament this weekend.
They don't use scoreboards.
And then the next two weekends, we have to use scoreboards. And then they're coming back the last weekend.
So, what affects us is the second and third weekend of June, and that's it.
They just sprang that on y'all at once, or did y'all, that's something that they've done as far as the school board?
Well, definitely.
No.
If we pack out of general, I'll have to transfer.
That's something we know. I'm going to say this.
We don't have that budget to fix, because we've already spent it.
Trying to get my brain. I want my brain. I'm a little slow.
Just try to get through the league and do it, and then things start getting ready.
We are learning a lot of what's going on, and it's been put on the back burner. I was going out there trying to fix them and see what we needed and everything, and then we just have one thing right after another.
See, that was the last time we heard of scoreboards and we didn't know anything about it. Yeah, that was the last time I heard.
Yeah. And I like them during the league, but they don't have.
Well, but. You're exactly right, because that was the other president saying that.
Yeah.
But to do these tournaments, they have to have working scoreboards. And I don't even know why he threw that out there. But that's what he threw out there.
And in 3 years that he'd been on.
And not only that, I found out.
Didn't ring no bell to me, because if that was the case, they wouldn't have been out there to start with.
Yeah.
That's the way I look at it.
And the city has basically told us the same thing. They haven't applied, or when they did apply, they didn't come up there and turn in the receipts to get any money.
And so it's been neglected really bad, and we're just trying to get it back to where it needs to be.
But anyway, whatever it is, I mean, we're gonna figure it out and get it done. I'm gonna pull the trigger on it either way tomorrow.
Well, we can, do we need to have another to vote on amendment?
We'll have to do a budget amendment unless
Friday morning, 11.
Do what now?
Let's do it Friday at 11.
I'm sorry.
Because today's Tuesday, so the earliest we do it's Friday.
It's not enough, there's just not enough cash.
Well, I'm sorry, girl.
Because we're already over in that.
Okay, fine.
So. Just a quick question. If y'all do that Friday at 3, we don't have to be here, do we?
No.
No, not at all. It's really just paperwork, so.
That'll be the 30th, correct?
Yes.
Can you do that right now? Send it out, okay.
At 11 o'clock?
Does that work for you?
Yeah, be fine.
Toby? Because I'm asking because Scott Newsom can't be here Friday morning. But as long as we have.
11 o'clock, we're fine.
Okay.
I'm good.
That way it gives you time to get the agenda done.
If it'd been Thursday, I couldn't.
And all it'll be, Beth, is approve a budget amendment. Approve 2025 county budget.
What's today?
30th.
Take about 5 minutes.
And we could even, I mean, depending on how fast it.
Take us longer to get here.
Takes you to get the agenda done, we could bump it up a little earlier if you want to, but.
That's fine, yeah.
I was just trying to give her plenty of time and not. It's nearly 10 now.
Well, I appreciate what y'all do.
Oh, we do, we really appreciate it. I know how hard it is.
It is, and it's looking as good as, it looks as good as it's looked in 5 years out there. It really does. We go out there and do that, so. We'll look at budget time come up in June, and we'll talk a little bit more about with fire departments, everything else we can do, so.
Well, over there, Michael called me the other day, and I dropped the ball off, worked on something else. I lived in that shed that took her by the far fields, he wanted to live it sort of in the middle. So keep the chalk there for.
That's a great idea.
Yeah.
So.
Talking on the one on the northeast side of here?
No.
Yeah, the little shed up there.
Yeah, the little temporary shed we got over there.
It's not in the way.
It is.
So far.
One thing is it's a being center part of the fields, and I try to keep chalk boxes over the back shed over there, but I don't want to keep a lot of chalk over there and make it look like that shed looks, so.
Yeah.
I'm trying to keep all the chalk in one location, that would be the central location somewhere over there.
Are we gonna have enough chalk to get through the month? I think so.
I done talked to Ricky about that, and he told me if I felt like we was getting low, just to call him, so. It's a.
If you move it, be careful, because all that extra stuff's right there.
Yep.
I mean, it's right there.
Well, this is one thing that we was going to look at, what we was wanting to do if we did get some more money. We was trying to get some for fixing some of the fields over there that won't drain, but we gotta do that. I know this ain't stuff till 2026, but we gotta do it in the middle of summer when we get out there and ain't tearing stuff up. And that's.
And it's ready for next year.
And it's ready for next year, so.
A lot of those fields are drained a lot better with you going down in the drains itself. There's some high spots in those drains. If we would cut them out, that would help the fields tremendously, because they'd let that water come on out.
Right there on the girl's side.
There's about four places there. I was over there when it was flooding that town, I got to just trying to watch and see.
We pulled it out here about a month ago, we went through there and it was completely stopped.
Oh, yeah, every time I'm out there, it's running, I try to back that pipe and clean them out to kill the drain, but.
Well, that culvert on the east end, where you pull it, the first drive is pulling around by the sewer sprinklers and stuff. We was gonna try to put in a bigger culvert there, and that'll help some. And maybe a couple more on down the road is not big enough, it's holding.
Biggest problem we have right now is them two fields right by that road that cuts through. Everything else is.
Pretty decent.
Pretty decent. And we was just gonna try to buy some more clean sand or whatever and get people with. So that they'll level, to actually level it to make it drain better. And then also that one drainage pipe that comes through there, it's broke. We'll try to get it fixed. But it's all in due time. It'll happen over there.
It will. It'll get going. All right, we'll have a meeting Monday, yes.
Friday.
Friday morning. I don't know if we got enough, but hopefully I'll be here.
And I guess, question on the building, I said we was gonna pay to move that thing. And y'all have any ideas on how to move it easier, that cost more cost effective with y'all, with y'all's equipment?
The skid steer?
If not, well, I mean.
Took on down the skid steer.
No, I don't disagree, but I mean, is that something y'all would be willing to do?
We can help you on it.
Yeah, if it's got those, the drag easy.
No, yeah, I figured that, but I was gonna probably just hire a
pickup.
Just get your pickup. Roll away record and have them move it.
That works good too.
Yeah. But anyway, I just
want to try to use the chamber.
I can do it for free, that's what you want.
Once you get on that concrete up there, you know, or get one of them on concrete or try to stay in your ass, it'll move.
Just let me know ahead of time when y'all, what you're gonna do.
Well, I figured right after the season, whenever y'all have time between.
After June.
When it's dry, yep, after June, July, August. And I know y'all will be busy during the months too. So, and I guess I have another question, because I know y'all have said something. I'm sorry.
No, you're sorry. Now, you're on discussing sports complex issues.
I'm so excited.
We're good.
Y'all had talked about possibly putting the awnings that's in the parking lot up this summer. Do y'all think y'all are going to be able to do that?
They just follow it.
Good deal. Because I get so many questions about that, and I'm like, I'm.
And that's like three more parking spaces.
It does take us a room.
Maybe four.
But anyway, all right, that's all I think I have.
All right. Anybody else? Friday at 11 o'clock.
You keep wanting to set an alarm on this.
And
yeah, I'm kidding.
Put it on the calendar.
All right. I'll make a motion to adjourn. All in favor, say aye.
All right.
Thank y'all. Thank you. I know some of you still got money.